Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey, sitting in for Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, and joining me in the studio this morning are a bunch of folks from the upcoming Sitka Artisans Market and the Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market, both of which are coming up and sort of happening simultaneously this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sarah Laurie is here, and the hours are Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., and
4:30 to 7:30 on Friday.
Okay, 4:30 to 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay, close enough.
And then 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay.
And 11 to 3 on Sunday.
Okay, and the Sitka Artisans Market is kind of getting to be a tradition in Sitka for sure, and the Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market is kind of a new thing, so. It's going to be a mashup of to spend money. Ellen Luters, are you organizing the Rusty Raven?
There's three of us girls that are kind of the talents behind it, and we've kind of all had our own thing, and we've come together to do these small markets, like quarterly, so yeah.
Okay, so what is the Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market? I said rummage sale before we went on the air, and that is not the right term.
That is not. We all have our kind of niche, and I love to take old everything from the 40s, 50s, from pans, furniture, electrical, and redo them and make chandeliers, furniture, you name it. The other girls love the 50s. Kathy Goddard's thing is 50s style, and she loves to collect and pick and then reuse and recycle, and it's beautiful stuff. Karen Christner has a little bit more early 1900s style, and she upcycles and redoes furniture in that kind of mode. So it's a great mix of stuff.
Where do you find your raw material?
Oof. I make trips back to Chicago. We go to Oregon. Kathy hunts down there. Karen the same. And then I love to ship in, too, I look all over the place, from eBay to whatever, for my parts.
Right.
So,
is that what you call the source material, your parts?
My parts, yes.
Interesting.
The parts, yes.
The Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market is not going to be at Allen Hall, though.
Correct. It is right behind in the Art Center building, the same building that houses the Children's Museum, and it's just directly behind.
Okay. It sounds like it's going to be an interesting addition to the Sitka Artisans Market. Jerry Wright is joining us also. Jerry, you are you're the fish print man.
Correct.
And tell me again the name of the style of fish printing you do.
It's Gyotako, which is spelled Gyotaku, which in Japanese means fish rubbing. So it originated as, a lot of people say, an ancient art, but it's over 200 years ago. The fishermen, before they had cameras, etc., used to take some ink and rice paper out fishing with them. Then when they caught a big fish, they would put the ink on the fish and then put the rice paper and then come back and said, look at the fish that I caught, and they'd write, have an image of it.
Uh-huh. And do you closely follow this tradition?
Correct. I do a lot of either fish, octopus, crab, multiple things, but it's generally the same process. I use either ink or sometimes paint, acrylic paints. Use rice paper, sometimes cloth, and vary the colors, and then get an image from that.
Okay. Do you catch your own fish, or do you just lurk around the seafood processors waiting for a big one to come over the rail?
I do both. I try and catch my own fish, but some I have to get from fish markets, and fish that aren't available around here, I'll pick up, and I pick some up in Florida at a fish market. I pick some up in Seattle at a fish market, and I'll bring them home and freeze them and reuse them. But there's a style of fishing, or a style of Gyotako called Hawaiian style, and that's where you try and catch the fish, print the fish, and then eat the fish. And so that's what I do locally.
I love how everyone in this room sort of simultaneously nodded. We want to be Hawaiian style Gyotako artist.
I aim for that all the time, but sometimes it's not possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. And Jerry, this is your first time in the Sitka Artisans Market.
Correct.
What brought you into the fold, so to speak?
This was a hobby of mine that I had for probably 20 years. And after I retired a couple of years ago, I spent more time doing it, got more interested, started getting some good-looking things that people liked, and eventually ventured out and have some in the galleries in town and at the Science Center, and they were real successful this summer. So I luckily got a spot at the market for this year.
Okay, so now you're all in.
I'm all in.
All right. Well, thanks, Jerry. Jerry Wright is a new vendor. Jim Mishner with Alaska Pure Sea Salt is one of the veterans. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And what do you and Darcy have lined up this year at the?
Got lined up our selection of salt that we make, along with most people in town have seen a lot of the salts we have, but a couple of the new ones of vanilla bean salt and green tea salt. And boy, we're gonna try like crazy tomorrow. We've got a new one to try and roll out, but I can't promise we can make it by the time Friday or Saturday rolls around. But we're gonna try.
Oh, come on!
Yeah,
we're all listening.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you. I can't tell you what it is. So if we fail, we won't be too embarrassed publicly.
Spruce tip, but hemlock bar.
Got the spruce tip there.
It'll be
there.
Okay.
So no, we're just excited to be back at the market. It's a great event that is well put together, well run, well attended. And just happy to be a part of supporting local artisans and the local community and getting people out off the computer and away from Amazon for a day or two and supporting our local community.
Is your story kind of like Jerry's? You guys sort of had this idea and started doing it kind of casually and then just got absorbed fully, right?
It is. I mean, a lot of people in town that are aware of our product, I don't think realize how long we've been doing it. We made our first batch of salt as a hobby coming on 18 years ago. And then I spent 5 years carrying water up the ramp at Crescent Harbor almost daily and learning the process and trying to perfect the craft of salt making. It's so easy to make sea salt. Just get water evaporated down to its dry form and you have sea salt. But to get good quality sea salt with a good flake structure is very difficult. So that was 5 years of work in doing that. And then we sold quietly for 5 years until we were trying to raise enough money to build out a salt store and a salt production facility. We only sold to restaurants out of Alaska so that our idea wouldn't get out and someone wouldn't beat us to the punch. And so it was finally in 2006, we were selling to restaurants, but in 2011 we really came out and did the full salt production with the built out facility.
How important is the Sitka Artisans Market for just establishing sort of your local fan base? I mean, I think people in Sitka sort of, This is, it's like an automatic Christmas gift for family around the country. You can throw it into any box that you're sending folks.
And the artisan market's key for that. I mean, it really is a place for so many people that are artists and craft people to get exposure without the expense of leasing retail space and going all in. You can kind of test the water a little bit with your craft and what you're doing and expose what your art to people, and having the ability to do that is so important, I think, to our community. Letting people know all these creative people we have around us and the offerings they have in one place in one weekend to be able to see it all is a tremendous opportunity for us as producers, and also I think is people looking for gifts for Christmas that are locally made.
Yeah, that is an important idea. You are just kind of overwhelmed by the amount of creativity at the Sitka Artisans Market. Sarah Laurie, you're the outgoing director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. This is your swan song, right?
Yeah. You could put it that way.
How many vendors have you corralled for this event this year?
Ooh, this year I have 53.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be full in there, and we have a nice mix of returning vendors, and then I always love to see the new artists come to the market as well and be nervous and get their first exposure and, you know, like Jim said, test the market and then talking about your work and all those things that take it kind of from a hobby that you're doing at home to maybe something bigger. So yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and this actually has just made me really excited about it, mm-hmm. and the diversity and creativity, and it's just a celebration.
Does anybody come from out of town to participate, or is it all local?
No, there's out of town people. Yeah, there's probably maybe one third of the vendors are from out of town. Yeah.
All right. The Sitka Artisans Market is happening in conjunction with the Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market. It's opens this Friday at Allen Hall, 4:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Friday evening. Simultaneously, Ellen, at the Yaw Art yes. Center right behind Allen.
Yes.
I imagine you just park at the same place at the Hame Center for both, I guess.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Parking does get a little bit crowded, so if you can, dear listeners, please carpool and or park off campus and walk if you can. But yes, otherwise park at Hames.
Okay. And then Saturday, all day, 10 to 5. Sunday, 11 to 3. I'd like to thank Ellen Luders, Jerry Wright, Jim Mishner, and Sarah Laurie for coming in this morning and talking about the Sitka Artisans Market and Rusty Raven Vintage Holiday Market.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.